Welcome to Work in Progress, the Laura J. Live podcast. I'm documenting my evolution from hobby writer to career author. It might take a year or two, or my entire life to get there. However long it takes, I'm bringing you along for the ride. Hey there, hey there. Welcome back to Work in Progress, the Laura J. Live podcast. And I'm really excited to talk to you today. I am Laura. I am your host. Welcome to the show. Today's topics are going to be fun. Okay, first of all, we're going to talk about Threads because Threads is this new social media platform that I'm sure you've heard about. And then our second topic is going to be about the Shockwave prequel novella and some very, very exciting updates for you. So let's dive in. All right, so this isn't going to be like a regular episode, and I have realized that it's been about a month since I've had a really regular episode anyway, but usually we talk about the writing and progress, the books that I read, all of that kind of stuff, and then we do a goal section. But today, we're going to be talking about Threads and the Shockwave prequel novella. So I might touch a little bit on goals later on in the episode, but we shall see. So first of all, Threads. If you haven't heard of Threads before, it's essentially a new Twitter by the rival company. So Meta has released Threads and it kind of is an attachment to Instagram. If you create a Threads profile, I just found out, and you want to delete it, then you have to delete your Instagram profile. You can deactivate it, but you can't delete it unless you delete Instagram. So just warning for you there. But essentially, it's like a new Twitter. So it's all word-based. You can put updates out there. You cannot edit the updates. I know a lot of people were struggling with that on the app there. But the interesting thing is, I never used Twitter. I have a Twitter account at Laura J. Live, and I have been on there sporadically. If I know somebody is on Twitter who had been on Read It With Whiskey, for example, I would make sure to go on there after the episode released, and I would like their stuff, and I would share it and or retweet, whatever you call it. But I never understood how Twitter worked. I never understood it. It didn't jive with me. I'm more of a visual person. And so when I heard that Threads was going to be very, very similar to Twitter, I was very hesitant right away. But I was like, screw it. This is a new app. It might be like a new TikTok where this is the new place to be if you are a book talker or bookstagrammer or an author, writer, whatever. So I went ahead and joined on July 5th. It is July 8th as I record this, and I realize this episode is coming out quite late compared to when I'm recording it. However, I have the NaNoWriMo updates coming, and I'm putting those in before this episode, so that's why it's like from the past. So hello from the past. Hello to the future. So anyway, it's July 8th. It's been 3 days, and I gotta say, I really don't understand the hype. If you are a Twitter person, you will love this app because it is very much like Twitter. But me personally, I still don't get it. Sometimes I still don't know where my messages are going or how to talk to people. I'm just commenting on them and liking them like I would Instagram. And I think that's about essentially what I've done. I think I've re-threaded a few things or shared them, but I don't really understand. One of the biggest things that I'm confused about is how you actually find topics that you want to be reading about, because you can't search hashtags. You can only search people at this point. Maybe in the future they will have hashtag ability, but it's just not very user friendly to me anyway. I think right now I have like 200 followers. They just came over through Instagram, I'm sure. But on my feed, I see people who I want to be seeing. I commented on their things, but I don't know how to find new people. So if you know how to find new people, let me know, because I used to search for them through hashtags on Instagram. That's how I find people, is through hashtag sci-fi reader, hashtag sci-fi lover. You know, those were the things that I would search on Instagram. That's how I find people. So I don't know how to do that on Threads. So I'm still learning. It is going to be a learning curve. We shall see how it goes. But I would love for you to send me some tips or tricks, or just let me know what you think about Threads. Are you using it? Are you not using it? Yada, yada, yada. I would love to get your input. And then in the next regular episode, I'll go ahead and shout you out if you do comment on this episode. Are you an author who has always dreamed of turning their book into an audiobook? Quixotic Bell Media is the audiobook podcast production company for you. They specialize in helping authors turn their books into an episodic audiobook podcast, releasing 1 to 3 chapters of their book each week. The episodic format will pull in new readers, help you grow your author brand and business, and QBM even offers help with audiobook launch strategies and monetizing your podcast. With Quixotic Bell Media, you record the audio and let them do the rest. You can finally start your podcast and audiobook without raising a finger to the logistics or time-intensive tasks. This means you'll be able to get back to what's important in your author business, your writing. So if you're interested in working with QBM, visit www.quixoticbellmedia.com for more information. All right, I'm back. And I know that was kind of like an abrupt cutoff for the Threads discussion, but that's okay. So I got distracted. Anyway, so we talked about Threads. Now this is the moment for the very important update about the Shockwave prequel novella. You guys, the prequel novella is done. And I am so excited to be able to say that because I have been working on this prequel novella for about a year. And I say working, meaning it's been sitting on my computer. I haven't actually touched it for like probably 6 months at this point. But when I was finishing up Static Equilibrium, which is book three in the Shockwave series, I actually had the idea of what the prequel novella would be about because there were a few things at the end of the book where I was like, I can't really tie this in and make it make sense in the end of the third book. And so there's a few things where I was like, I wish I could do like a short story or like in the words of a different character, kind of like blip and put it on my newsletter, something like that. And so that's basically what I did. I created a short story about this guy, Alec, who gets onto a plane just before the first shockwave hits the country. And this short story has been like the freebie for my newsletter for a while now, and I wanted to expand it. And so that's what I've been working on for the last year, trying to decide exactly what I want to have in this prequel novella. But anyway, on day 7 of Camp NaNoWriMo, July 2023, I actually finished the first draft of the novella and I ordered my proof. And as I record this, it is now July 8th, so that was yesterday. So by the time this episode goes out, I know the final edits will be done and I will have chosen a publishing day. Wow, I can't speak. I have not chosen a publishing day as of right now as I'm recording this because I do want to get my notes back from my alpha beta readers to see how much I have to change in the novella. It's only 10,000 words, so I don't anticipate it taking a long time, but I'm not going to give a release date until probably August sometime. I will announce the release date and you guys will be the first to hear and know about the release date, those who listen to the podcast and also subscribe to my newsletter. So if you're not subscribed to my newsletter, please go ahead and do that right now. All right, now that you're back, the big announcement, besides the fact that I finished the novella, is that I want to tell you guys the title of the prequel novella for The Shockwave. Drumroll, please. The title of The Shockwave prequel novella is The Fall. And it is named The Fall because a big part of the story, they're in an airplane and the airplane falls down. So it is The Fall. It is also representative of the fall of civilization as we know it. It's the fall of the world as you see it. And it's just everything is changing. This is the shift that is happening in the country to turn it into this apocalypse world and eventually into a dystopian world in the far future. And I say the far future because, you guys, I have a little nugget in the back of my brain to potentially write a second trilogy within this world. So if you want me to write a second trilogy in this world, you gotta let me know. Find me on Instagram or you can go on Threads and you can find me there and ask me about it. I would love to fill you in on this little idea. It is not set in stone. I'm not sure if it's going to happen or not yet, but it could potentially. So The Fall is the title of the Shockwave prequel novella. I've already created the book cover and the book cover is going to be released on my Instagram very, very soon, as well as in my newsletter. So keep your eyes and ears for that. As soon as it is released, I'll make sure to remind you guys here in the podcast. But the best way to get those reminders is on my newsletter. So again, go to lauriejlive.com and subscribe to the newsletter to get the most recent. Sorry, it cut me off. That was very strange. To get the most recent updates. All right, you guys, that is the episode for this week. I know it is very short and sweet and to the point. Actually, you know what? Let's throw in some goals. So let's talk about our goals. As of right now, you're listening to this mid to late July, and it is only July 8th right now. And so I just want to do a quick goals of where I hope to be by the time you guys listen to this episode. And then in the next regular episode, I will be sure to let you know if I actually made these goals. So prior to now, some of my recent goals have been to work on the Shockwave prequel novella, which you already heard, I did finish that and I ordered my proof. So exciting. Another one is to work on my sci-fi duology. And as of today, I have started working on the sci-fi duology prequel novella, which if you are a WIP subscriber, you will have heard about this in the most recent WIP Nano updates. I am talking about that a lot right now because that's the story that I'm working on actively for Camp NaNoWriMo July 2023. So I'm working on that. And then also my third project for the month for Camp Nano is the sci-fi duology book one, but I'm kind of working on book one and book two at the same time. So it's an interesting type of situation when it comes to the book projects, because I'm kind of working on four books all at once. Another goal that I've had in the past has been working on the Shockwave audiobook series. So Transient Pulse, I'm currently in the process of recording those audiobooks, but I haven't been able to record any chapters recently because I've been working on Camp Nano stuff. And I'm okay with that because I am planning on recording and releasing The Fall, which is the prequel novella to The Shockwave. I'm planning on releasing that audiobook before I start releasing Transient Pulse. So as I'm getting closer to the release date for The Fall, I'm going to be leaking out the chapters in audiobook form here on this podcast. And then once all of those chapters or the entire audiobook is released on the podcast, then I'm going to be releasing the actual book on Amazon and on my website. And then once that's out, then that is going to be when I start releasing Transient Pulse's audiobook. And so using The Fall, the release of The Fall and the release of the audiobook of The Fall, I'm going to be using those as kind of like a promotion to release Transient Pulse's audiobook and then so on. So there's a whole marketing plan that I'm working on actively to get all of this in place. But that is why I haven't been recording Transient Pulse's audiobook because I'm still working on The Fall. So anyway, those are some goals that I've worked out in the past. And now you just heard some of the goals that I have moving forward. So my biggest goals is just to keep trucking for Camp NaNoWriMo. I want to hit those 50,000 words for the month. So we'll see if that happens. Hopefully I will be very, very close by the time this episode comes out. And then after, or maybe even during the month of July, I will start on The Fall audiobook. And then I will also be doing marketing for The Fall because I'm hoping to get The Fall out sometime in the fall or autumn. So it is going to be kind of a quick release, but I'm going to hopefully be doing a lot of marketing on my Instagram and on Threads to see how many people I can get really invested into the series, because The Fall is going to be a free novella eventually. I'm going to have it out for probably like 99 cents ebook and $5.99 for the paperback as we start. And then after the promotion period is done, probably about 3 months in, then I will drop it to free. And that will be my freebie to enter into the shock world, the Shockwave world in the future. So that is the plan moving forward. So I'll definitely give you guys more updates on that. But that's my goal. That's my goals for the next couple weeks as we move forward and in through the summer. And I'm really excited about them. I feel really good about them. And I think one big shift I made within the last couple weeks is that I have actually made the decision to focus fully on my writing and my author career. And if you've been listening for a while, probably since like April, May, I have been kind of split between a lot of different things, working on my books, working on Quixotic Bell Media, which is my audiobook production company. I've had a little side gigs going on, and then my full-time job as well. So in the last couple of weeks, I have decided that though I still am accepting clients for Quixotic Bell Media, I'm still working on projects on a regular weekly, monthly basis for these clients. I'm not going to be actively marketing quite as much as I was before. And now that I think about it, I really didn't even market that much before either, let's be real. But it's going to be kind of taking the back burner. If people reach out to me and say, hey, I want you to edit my podcast, I'm going to be like, yes, 100%, let's do this, because I love editing podcasts and I love editing audiobooks, but I'm not going to be actively searching anymore, which I think that is a huge weight off of my mind because I haven't been having to actively advertise, market, or do like the outreach, the community building, the engagement as much. And I think that's been really, really good for me. And I'm going to keep rolling with that. So that's the biggest change that I've made. And I think that has really helped with my creativity. I'm really excited to see how this goes for the rest of July. All right. And there you have it. Now we are officially done with this episode. Thank you so much for tagging along. And of course, if you are a subscriber, thank you so, so much for being a subscriber. I really appreciate your support. And if you are not a subscriber, please consider subscribing. It's only about the cost of a coffee a month, and you get access to all of my behind the scenes Camp NaNoWriMo updates and all of my WIP episode updates. So the WIPs are normal. They come every single time I have a standard episode for the most part, and they are the updates for my work in progress, the things I'm actively working on. I go over my goals and details, the projects, the characters, the setting. You can even help me decide what the character should be named, what should happen, should they love, should they die, should they, you know, get in trouble. You never know. And you can help me decide that. And then for the months of NaNoWriMo, specifically July 2023, I've been doing much, much more frequent updates every other day, it seems, putting out content in the subscriber-only episode form for these subscribers so then they can kind of follow along with my NaNo progress. And it's been super fun for me. It's been really motivating. It's kept me going a lot more than I even imagined it would. It's been a really, really good accountability tool. And I have been hearing from you guys really love it as well. So if you would like to hear those updates, they're really juicy and fun, definitely consider subscribing. Like I said, it's only a coffee a month and you get access to all of the subscriber only episodes. All right, you guys, I will talk to you in the next one. Bye. Thanks for listening to Work in Progress, the Laura J. Live podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe to my newsletter at laurajlive.com.